Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 512. Today, Allison asks,
I'm working on a project that requires a reveal of some large-scale, high-importance information to get the story moving. The revelation is communicated by one of the characters to another, but the way it's currently written feels too tidy and a little info-dumpy. Do you have any advice on handling this aspect of storycraft?
Oh, Allison, it's good to hear from you again. I haven't heard from you on here in a while. Welcome back. That question is pretty general, so I'm going to try to give you something useful. Without knowing the exact story, it's hard to give advice, so I'll try to talk around the issue a bit here. So to start off with, I'm going to give an obligatory defense of the info dump. Info dumps are only a problem if they're boring. If an info dump is interesting, nobody cares. So if your info dump is interesting, you're fine. There may be more you want to achieve with the scenes, you want to use different techniques, but if your main concern is getting the information across to set the stage for your story and you don't want to bore people right out of the gate, just make your info dump interesting. You can do that by structuring your info dump in the form of a story. Quick recappy stories can be done in any number of ways that are really, really effective. Tolkien did a fantastic job. What's at the beginning of The Lord of the Rings? Right before the book one in The Fellowship of the Rings, there's a little poem. Three rings for the elven kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, nine rings for mortal men doomed to die, one ring for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. That sets everything up. It's a hell of an info dump, but it only gives you the details you need to be terrified when Bilbo puts that ring on at his birthday party, or at least slightly disturbed. That gets you rolling. It's all you need. So brevity is important, but look also at the structure, right? It's a progressive reveal. All great stories are progressive reveals. So starting off with a big reveal is not a problem, as long as you structure the reveal in such a way that it draws the reader forward, it unspools, it feels important. You don't know why, but the structure of the reveal will make it feel important. This is how Shaggy Dog stories work. Shaggy Dog stories are those endless jokes that take forever to tell, and then the punchline at the end is completely underwhelming. And they're hilarious for the person telling the story, because the person telling the story knows that he's screwing with his audience. But Shaggy Dog stories work because it is in the nature of people to want to know more if it seems like it's going somewhere. So you can have a really info-dumpy section and have it work brilliantly as long as you structure it right. Now, that principle underlies all the other techniques. You can have things come out in very tense situations in a conversation between people, or you can have a little bitty setup, you know, 2-3 paragraphs of setup and then a big blow up where things are just coming at you fast and furious. You can set that info dump in a context where it's completely invisible. One of the reasons that I love Robert Heinlein is he was a master at the invisible info dump. You don't see this in his juveniles much, but particularly in his short stories that were written in the 50s and 60s, particularly the late 50s, it was his best period. You see the info dump in really, really short clips. It comes through every word in the beginning of a Heinlein short story from that period is part of an info dump, and you don't even realize it unless you're looking for it. That's the best way to do an info dump. That's what everyone's talking about when they talk about communicating information invisibly and not info dumping. What they're talking about is packing subtext and context and shades of meaning into every single set of words. Well, it's totally possible to do that. You do it by word choice. You do it by what you choose to focus on in the room or the environment that the scene is taking place. If you do your job right, in two paragraphs, you can establish an entire world. It takes a little work to do it, and it really helps to look at some of the masters who have done this really, really, really well. And there's a lot of them. It's not just Heinlein. Poe was really good at this. Guy de Maupassant was fantastic, fantastic at establishing worlds quickly. Philip K. Dick was really good at this, though he's harder to study because his style is so plain. Isaac Asimov thought he was really good at this, and he wrote essays about how he was really good at this, but Asimov was not really good at this. And that's one of the reasons that I don't like his stories nearly as much as some of the other science fiction greats, even though he had concepts that were far more interesting on the face of them. He was a great high concept writer. Frank Herbert, actually, the opening two pages of Dune, the first Dune novel, it's all info dump, except that it's not. By the time Jessica walks from one side of the Atreides courtyard to the other, you know everything about that world. And it's not an info dump. It's all done through description. Description of the environment and of Jessica's state of mind. And it is masterfully done. So what I would do is I would study some of the writers whose information flow has impressed you so much that you've barely noticed it. Who are able to tell you stories and get you into them really fast, and you don't quite know how they do it. Study those writers. Take them apart, maybe even retype the scenes that impress you, and that will help you figure out what they're doing. It really, really will. And you can internalize those techniques that way. That's my advice for what it's worth. Thank you very much for sending in the question. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Good luck. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.